Have you ever walked into a house or building and wonder how it was designed? Or look at your own home and wonder how you can improve it? My name is Kathleen Garrido with KG Interior Design. This podcast is for experienced designers, those new to the industry, and people that just want to improve their own homes. We will discuss tips and insights for all of your design needs. Hi, everyone. Welcome to KG Inspires podcast. I'm excited to talk about this topic because every one of my clients love it, and it's wallpaper. And no, it's not wallpaper from the 60s. It's wallpaper today, and it's truly amazing. I am such a huge fan about wallpaper. You can accent one wall in the space. You can do the whole space. You can do the whole space in the ceiling. It just adds so much more interest versus doing an accent wall of a color. It's really nice to do some type of mural or some type of nice texture of wallpaper. So whether you're doing a print or some texture, you really want to make sure if it comes in a vinyl that you order that, because if you have a 20-foot wall, you just want it to look like a seamless mural, or the print that you have, it's just absolutely seamless and it looks like somebody hand-painted it on there. A lot of times, a lot of my clients love the grass cloth, which is really, really nice. But I find that when they hang it, it is not seamless. You see the seams, and over time, it does start to pill or it starts to break away from the wall. So again, there are so many nice grass cloths and vinyls that you can use that look amazing. Not only can you do a feature wall with wallpaper, you could do the whole room with wallpaper, you could do the ceiling with wallpaper. Sometimes high ceilings have these little coves on the top of it, so I tend to put maybe a very subtle wallpaper up there to add some interest. So there's so many different types of wallpaper, but again, the vinyl and a seamless is the best. So just make sure that you hire a professional wallpaper person because they really have to know how to install things. Sometimes wallpaper has to be installed a certain way. It has to be primed a certain way. Also, if you have a big print or you have a small print, you want to make sure that each cut that goes up on the wall, the rolls, actually all blend in together so it looks like a beautiful mural. I would also recommend wherever you purchase the wallpaper from, ask them who they have as a referral, because those people usually stand by their product and will take accountability if something happens to the wallpaper, and they usually know how wallpaper is hung. For example, I had to order LED wallpaper for a client of mine. It was over $20,000 in wallpaper. And the showroom that we ordered the wallpaper from had a referral of a guy who specifically hangs that type of wallpaper. So I felt very comfortable knowing that this installation was going to go flawless because they had that referral for me. So again, just check your showrooms or the stores that you're buying them from and see if you can get a referral that way. Thank you so much for joining us on our podcast. I look forward to seeing you on our next one. If there's any questions or anything you would like to have me cover on future podcasts, that would be great. You could contact me at www.kginteriordesign.com. That's my website. My contact information is there, and you can also email me through that, or you can follow us on KG Inspires, and I would really love if you could like, share, and subscribe to our podcast.